Do you remember the first time you took it?
I do. I do, actually. I really honed in, I think, on cleaning my closet on that day.
Had cleaning your closet been weighing on you for some time?
Oh, you can bet. Yeah.
Matt Lindberg is 27 years old. He lives with his wife and their dog just outside Madison, Wisconsin. And Matt takes Adderall to treat his ADHD.
Adderall allows me to sort of function. It allows me to really focus in, stay organized, and follow each task through, whereas I usually struggle with that when I'm not on medication.
And last week, for a few days, Matt wasn't able to get his medication. He couldn't find a pharmacy that had his Adderall. And Matt is not alone.
The Adderall shortage, this is something we first reported last fall. Right now, it's so bad, it is reaching a fever pitch.
Day four, not being on my Adderall.
I can't focus, I can't pay attention, I can't stop moving, fidgeting.
I end up going 4 or 5 days every month unmedicated because I can't pick up, I can't find it anywhere. Like, it just, it's awful.
Federal regulators say the Adderall shortage is fueled in part by increasing demand driven by telehealth startups and their aggressive marketing. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Friday, May 5th. Coming up on the show, what's behind the Adderall shortage?
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Adderall helps people with ADHD improve their focus by increasing chemicals like dopamine in the brain. It's made of amphetamines and can be addictive and abused, so it's regulated by the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Adderall is a Schedule II controlled substance for a reason. There are a lot of people that don't legitimately have ADHD that want it because it's a wonder drug and it will make you focus on things.
That's our colleague, Rolf Winkler.
And so you have a lot of people chasing those prescriptions. Now, because of that, the DEA regulates it, and part of the DEA regulation is putting an aggregate production quota on the amount that is allowed to be made. So there's a fixed pie.
Each year, the DEA sets a limit on the amount of Adderall that can be produced. There are also strict rules about how Adderall is prescribed under a 2008 law called the Ryan Haidt Act. It's named for a young man who died from an overdose of a medication he was prescribed online. Under the terms of this law, controlled substances like Adderall can only be prescribed after an in-person appointment.
Normally, you have to show up in person at your doctor, not just the first time you get a prescription, but often every month when they have to renew it, because you can't get it refilled. It has to be renewed at least every 3 months, and that can be a pain for some people.
Matt was diagnosed with ADHD when he was a sophomore in high school. He says he went on medication, but struggled to find one that was right for him. And then in college, he was prescribed Adderall. Was that a big decision for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't just like willy-nilly, I heard about Adderall. I want to take Adderall. It was something that I talked thoroughly with my doctor about.
Did you have hesitations about taking Adderall?
I did. I mean, at this point, I was in college. And the hesitation mainly stemmed from, I think, stereotypes. And when you hear Adderall, you think of college kids who abuse it in order to get their studies done. I think my only hesitation came from I didn't want people to view me through that lens.
That kind of abuse is why Matt has to go through a lot of hoops to get his Adderall prescription.
I would usually go into the city. I'd try to go once a month. I go to ADHD therapy regularly. Every time I go into the doctor, I take a urine sample so they can, because it's a controlled substance, and make sure it's not outside of whatever levels it needs to be.
But some people who don't have prescriptions have figured out how to get Adderall without following those rules.
Yeah, I still remember the first day that I tried it. My brother's just one pill. He knew that I was trying it, and that day, that would change my life, yeah, forever.
Georgia Maddox is 24 years old and lives near Seattle. She told Rolf that she started abusing Adderall a few years ago and used it to suppress her appetite. She's struggled with eating disorders since the age of 17.
When you took Adderall, what did you feel like?
Yeah, I felt like a superwoman or a superhero. There was just a transformation. I could do everything, and not only could I do everything, but I could do everything perfectly. I really didn't have to eat, and that, to my brain, felt amazing, unfortunately. And that's hard for me to admit, but that was definitely a big motivator as well, is the loss of appetite that I got from Adderall.
Georgia says she managed to persuade a doctor that she had ADHD and she got an Adderall prescription. But she says in-person appointments were nerve-wracking because she was worried her weight loss would be seen and she'd get cut off the drug. Then, in 2020, the pandemic changed the rules around prescribing Adderall. Congress paused the Ryan Haidt Act, and the DEA decided that controlled substances like Adderall could be prescribed online. Which meant Georgia didn't have to deal with the scrutiny that came with in-person appointments. She found she could get Adderall from a new source.
I discovered it through ads on Instagram. Somehow I was getting a ton of ads for online ADHD treatment. And that was just like, I don't know, like holding a donut right in front of me that I just wanted to grab. It was so tempting.
Let me show you the easiest way to get ADHD care. So this company called Dunn makes it so easy with this three-step process. First, take a one-minute assessment to see if Dunn is right for you. If it's a match, you can schedule a same-day or next-day appointment with one of their licensed ADHD clinicians. They also make it super...
Tell me about Dunn. What is this company?
Dunn was a company that basically jumped into this business by working with a whole bunch of nurse practitioners as contractors. They set up the platform. They'll advertise on social media. They'll draw you to their website where you answer a few questions, and then they assign you to a nurse practitioner who will see you for, they say 30 minutes, but in our reporting we found often sometimes 10 minutes or less, who will then diagnose ADHD and write you a prescription. They will charge you $80 a month to continually write you your Adderall prescription.
Dunn says its questionnaires aren't intended to replace comprehensive evaluations. The company says practitioners follow up with further assessment and discussion, and that the duration of appointments can vary.
Tell me about the process of going to them for the first time.
Yeah, so I think it was like 8 questions or so that I answered. How often do you lose things? And I do lose things often, but I would say very often. How often can you not finish a project? Very often. And in my mind, I was answering those questions truthfully. I think looking back, I don't think I was, but I ended up getting a telehealth appointment with a doctor.
In January 2021, Georgia had her first appointment with Dunn. Georgia left with a prescription for a different stimulant, Ritalin. The next month, she would get Adderall.
I felt terrible about the whole appointment. I knew I was making a huge mistake. And the fact that the appointment for a controlled substance like Adderall was at most 10 minutes and I could pick it up the same day, I mean, it was amazing for my addicted mind, but the moral sober side of me was like, how did that just happen? How did I just get Adderall in 10 minutes?
Georgia continued to receive Adderall through Dunn in 2021. By August that year, she was taking it faster than it was being prescribed. So she got a second prescription from another telehealth startup, Cerebral. Cerebral and Dunn both declined to comment on Georgia's case. Cerebral said it has stopped prescribing controlled substances to patients. Dunn said it has procedures to minimize the risk of abuse.
I can't even describe to you, I was a different person at that time. I was making decisions that I would never make with a sober, clear mind. And I wanted Adderall really badly. And it was just too easy.
Last October, the FDA said Adderall was in shortage. And now, 7 months later, that shortage continues. Did telehealth companies play a role? That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Why is there an Adderall shortage?
That's a great question, and I don't think there's a really firm answer on that. Government regulators will tell you that the shortage of Adderall is demand-driven. They say, look, there's a whole bunch more prescriptions being written, and that's true. The number of prescriptions for Adderall was growing about 5% per year in 2019, and then again in 2020. Then in 2021, prescriptions jumped 10%. Then last year through October, they had jumped another 11%. There's a lot more demand in the marketplace.
And supply can't keep up with demand because of the government's quotas. The DEA has said that Adderall makers haven't used up their quotas in recent years, so it doesn't feel the need to raise the quotas. But the DEA also wrote to the manufacturers and said it's concerned about rising demand.
What the DEA is worried about is that a whole bunch of prescriptions that are being written, they're worried that a bunch of them are not legitimate. You know, one Dunn clinician we spoke to for a story bragged to us about how she made $20,000 a month renewing prescriptions as fast as 2 a minute for her 2,300 patients. You know, a whole bunch of people, many of whom probably have ADHD, but many of whom probably don't. And it was some subset of those that the DEA is really worried about are getting this medication when really the quota should be going to the people who are legitimately diagnosed.
The DEA also told Adderall manufacturers that it was concerned that, quote, aggressive marketing practices by companies, including telehealth providers, could be driving excessive prescriptions. Dunn and Cerebral are both under federal investigation for their prescribing practices. Dunn said it's aware of the potential for abuse in obtaining prescriptions, and it has rigorous procedures to minimize that risk. The company has said it complies with all applicable laws and regulations. Cerebral has said it's cooperating with the investigation. the company has stopped prescribing Adderall and other stimulants to new patients. Last year, we made a series about Cerebral called Uncontrolled Substances that showed how the company grew its business by prescribing Adderall. Cerebral has said it provided high-quality care to thousands of patients who might not otherwise have had access. Right now, the shortage is frustrating patients who need Adderall, patients like Matt. He says filling his prescription for 30 milligrams of slow-release Adderall has become a lot harder than a single trip to the pharmacy.
About 5 months ago for me was the first time where I tried to fill my prescription and I was told it's out of stock. And I called around to many, many different pharmacies in the Madison area at that time to try to see if they would be able to fill a script. And I was able to get my 30 milligram through a different pharmacy, probably the fifth or sixth one that I tried to call.
Every month since, to get his medication, Matt says it can take a lot of calls to several pharmacies, to his doctor, sometimes to his insurance company. And he's had to get creative.
I talked with my doctor about switching to a 25 milligram extended release and a 5 milligram extended release. So it still equals my usual dosage of 30 milligrams, but it's just that's what the pharmacy was able to have in stock at that time.
A workaround.
A workaround, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's not something I really enjoy doing. It's especially for someone who has ADHD, that can be really, really challenging. And something about it just feels wrong, you know? Like I have to call the pharmacy now ahead of time to say, okay, do you have 30 milligrams? No. Okay, do you have 25 and 5? And this most recent time, the answer to that was no.
The answer was no. So Matt ran out of Adderall last week. What did that feel like?
It was frustrating for me to do, in my opinion, what felt like it's like I do everything right, you know? I go, I get the diagnosis. I've had the diagnosis. I'm prescribed medication. And to go through all of that and still have it right to then run out of my medication was pretty frustrating.
Next week, on May 11th, the pandemic-related public health emergency will end. And so the rules requiring an in-person doctor's appointment to get Adderall are due to come back into effect, though the DEA has requested a temporary extension. Could this ease the Adderall shortage?
In theory, by gating it, by making it a little harder to get the prescription, then there may not be as many prescriptions written, and that would potentially help supply catch up to demand.
Right. But it would mean some people who currently are getting Adderall wouldn't be getting it in the future.
That's possible. Yeah, that's definitely possible. There could be people who don't seek treatment who do need treatment. And then there are a lot of people who won't seek treatment because really they don't have ADHD and, you know, they're just trying to get pills. There's no real easy answer here.
I felt, you know, a little bit of, guilt knowing that I was, in some small way contributing to that Adderall shortage.
Georgia says she hasn't taken Adderall since 2021. She told Rolf that a few weeks after getting those overlapping prescriptions from Dunn and Cerebral, she sought help for her addiction and went to a treatment center. She says she had also become addicted to alcohol and cocaine.
How do you reflect on that time now?
At that time, you know, I didn't really want to continue living if it was going to be without the drugs, and I didn't really see a way out. Now, I work at a psychiatric facility, and I get to help people that were in a similar position as me. Now I'm living without drugs, and I'm so much happier and so much more content with my life, and I'm actually doing good for others. I've been sober now for a year and 6 months, I believe, from everything, including alcohol.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Have there been any long-term effects of Adderall on you, you think, or?
Yeah. I think that I have to be aware of it every single day. Adderall is such a powerful substance, and it is so helpful for so many people. But Adderall, I mean, I think that we forget that Adderall is, it's such an addictive substance. It's, you know, chemically so similar to meth, and yet it's so normalized. And it is hard balance to try to break down the barriers to getting Adderall for people that have ADHD while also trying to protect those who have addictions. It's such a hard balance.
As for Matt, he was eventually able to get his Adderall prescription filled.
Are you worried about running out again?
Yeah. I mean, that's always a worry. And I have a reminder set on my calendar now. I'm going to move it instead of just a week ahead of time before I run out. I'm going to move it to 2 weeks, but at least to get a head start on the process. Yeah, I'm definitely worried that this is going to keep going on and gradually start to have a worse and worse impact on my ability to get the medication that I need.
Are there other emotions that you have?
It does make me angry when I feel like, again, kind of like I said earlier, I feel like I've done everything right. Like, what else do I need to do to be able to receive the treatment that I need? So yeah. I mean, that makes me very mad.
And you feel so helpless.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a great word for it. It's just, I have to surrender and just hope for the best.
That's all for today, Friday, May 5th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. The show is made by Jade Abdul-Malik, Annie Baxter, Ariana Bowe, Catherine Brewer, Maria Byrne, Pia Gadkari, Rachel Humphreys, Brendan Klinkenberg, Ryan Knutson, Matt Kwong, Jessica Mendoza, Annie Minoff, Laura Morris, Afif Nasuli, Enrique Perez de la Rosa, Sarah Platt, Alan Rodriguez Espinosa, Jonathan Sanders, Pierce Singhi, Jivika Verma, Lisa Wang, Catherine Whalen, and me, Kate Linebaugh. Our engineers are Griffin Tanner, Nathan Singapak, and Peter Leonard. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week from Catherine Anderson, Peter Leonard, Emma Munger, Nathan Singapak, and Blue Dot Sessions. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasulka and Najwa Jamal. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.